Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. Today we're going to talk about how we can put you on the fast track to your version of success. That's coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 7MLC podcast. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting before, my name is Michael Lewis Cunningham. I'm a professional athlete and owner of 7MLC Training, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. And I provide as much value to athletes all around the world via my YouTube channel, on which I release weekly videos. I also have my own website, www.7mlctraining.com. where I provide 7-day training programs to work on specific aspects of the game of football. So feel free to head over there to check those out. But welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. And today we're going to be talking about something that I learned a few years ago that actually changed the course of my life. So recently, obviously, we hit a new decade. And if you happen to find yourself on Instagram around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I'm sure you would have seen people participating in the Decade Challenge, when they would take a photo of themselves that they found from 10 years prior, and they would put it beside a present day photo, so you could see such a visual difference, but also add a caption in telling you all about the things that have changed in the past 10 years, how much growth they've had. I actually did this myself, which was quite interesting to me. So I had a photograph of me. I had to dig way back in my Facebook, and I found a photo of me from 2009, 2010, still playing Sunday League football in England. I was wearing this pretty ugly looking orange kit, and in the background was nothing but bushes, but I still had a ball at my feet. And then the present day photo was me playing now in the Major Arena Soccer League, and you can see quite a few hundred fans behind me. And it was quite interesting for me to kind of reflect on, because it did show a lot of growth in the past 10 years. And it was nice to see that, because often on the day-to-day tasks, you don't often see that growth, especially if you're doing things like trying to become a better athlete, if you're trying to lose weight. If you measure everything day-to-day, those improvements are so minimal, so you often don't notice them. But when you step back and look at a bigger portion of time, for example, 10 years, you really get to see a huge amount of growth. And this is the same if you were trying to lose weight. If you looked at the scales instead of every day, but 6 months apart, you would see a bigger difference than trying to measure every single day. So I was thinking back on how on earth I got from playing Sunday League football, because I can still remember the mindset I was in back then, how I got from that point to where I am right now. And I'm not trying to say I'm at the highest level or anything like that, but I am in a fortunate enough position where I get to play the sport I love professionally in front of a few thousand fans every week, and I'm essentially living out my own personal dream. So how did that come about? How did I advance up the ranks? Because if you're playing Sunday League football at 16, 17, 18, most people would say that the chances of you going professional in any sport is pretty slim, but I never really believed that, to be honest. And I think what has really helped me on my journey, that I think will help you guys as well, is your mindset. Above technical ability, physical ability, your fitness and things like that, if you have the right mindset to carry you through, that's the determining factor that I found. Because there was a lot of players around me in England, a lot of really good players that growing up, anyone would have thought they were definitely going professional. But because of their mindset, things didn't work out and they didn't persevere. And when challenges happen, instead of riding those challenges, they more so gave up. And there's a few of my friends now who don't even play anymore, but they had such a promising future. But within just a year or so from playing Sunday League football, I went on to play in college in the USA, which was a step up. And then from there, I went on to play semi-professionally during the summer. And then from then on, I signed my first full-time professional contract in the Major Arena Soccer League a couple years ago, and I'm still here now. So there's been a definite incline in terms of my growth, in terms of the level. And I'm going to share with you exactly the mindset that I had back then that I truly believed has served me to get to this point now. And I'm sure you guys have heard the quote before, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. And if we just change the wording around, we can change it to prepare for the opportunity you want, not the opportunity that you have. And I think a lot of us fall victim to this, is we work for the opportunity that's in front of us right now. So for example, at that time I was playing Sunday League football, and a lot of people do this. If they're Sunday League footballers, they treat themselves like Sunday League footballers. So if the lads want to go out for a drink on the night before a match, a lot of players tend to think to themselves, I'm just a Sunday League football, what's the harm in going out with the boys? It really doesn't matter. So they go out and they hinder their hydration, they hinder their energy levels, and then they can't play to their best on that Sunday morning. And even in the match, a lot of players think, this is just Sunday League, I don't need to take this seriously. It's just a laugh. Sunday League isn't a respected level. Why do I need to give 100% when nobody else is, kind of thing? And I think if you adopt this mindset, it's very hard to grow. It's very hard to get beyond the level you're currently at. And this applies to all areas of life as well, not just in sports, but in the workplace as well. If you're just doing the exact tasks you're asked to do in the job role you have, it's harder for you to advance than if you go out of your way and do the extra work. I just got a text from my wife asking me if I want a falafel wrap being brought home. If you don't know what falafel wrap is, it's a delicious Mediterranean food. I kind of do want it, but it's a bit late right now. I'm not sure. I'm not in the right mindset to make that decision. But back to what I was talking about. So what I used to do back then, because I knew I wanted to reach higher levels of the game, instead of treating myself as a Sunday League footballer, I was preparing for the opportunity that I wanted, not the opportunity that I had. I was playing for a team that didn't even have training sessions throughout the week. We would just meet on a Sunday morning and we would play. So I knew if I only showed up on a Sunday morning and that was my only football for the entire week, the amount of progression, the amount of improvement I would see from doing that was very minimal. And I knew I had to train every single day if I wanted to reach that next level. I wanted to play college in the USA, where they do train every single day. They have fitness tests. I knew that the level I would have to be at to compete is much higher than the level I was currently playing against. So I couldn't prepare only for what I was coming up on a Sunday morning against. I had to prepare for what I would be coming up against in the USA. So what I did was every morning I would get up and run at 6 in the morning. I would get in miles. I would build my fitness. I would get touches on the ball every single day. I would have individual training sessions for 1 to 2 hours every single day. I would go to the gym. I would build my strength. I would go to bed early at night, get my good recovery, get my good rest in. Before a match the night before, I wouldn't go out with the boys. I would stay in, I'd watch match of the day, and I would sacrifice that time of socializing so that I could play at my best on a Sunday morning. And it would show I would compete at a higher level than most of the players around me. And that's not because I was anything special, but because my preparation and how I treated myself as an athlete. I was preparing for the opportunity I wanted and not for the opportunity I had. And the results started to show. So to fast forward about a year, I ended up getting offered a scholarship to come out to the USA and play in college. And the school I went to was an NAIA school when I first got there. Then my sophomore year, my second year, we ended up transitioning into the NCAA Division II. And the conference we were in had some top 5 teams in the nation for NCAA Division II. So competition was very tough. But my goal was to be named an All-American at least once during my 4 years of college ball. So if you don't know what an All-American is in the US, it's in college when you're named as one of the top athletes in the country. The NCAA awards the best performing athletes with this award. And you get to go to the ceremony with the other athletes who got selected. And you basically go to a big banquet. There's only maybe 100 or so athletes for football, I believe, maybe even less, that are named All-Americans. And if you think about the hundreds of thousands of college players in the US, so it's quite an honor to get that, but I really wanted it. So I was in the starting lineup, I was playing well, but I knew I had to do more to become an All-American. I had to dress for the job I wanted, not for the job I had. So I thought to myself, what would an All-American behave like? Would they just show up to training with the rest of the team and then be done with it? Or would they put in the extra work? And I decided they would probably put in the extra work. If they were going to be selected from everybody in the country, they probably had to do a little bit more than the average player. So I decided to start showing up early for training about half an hour, 45 minutes before. Then I would stay late about half an hour, 45 minutes as well. So I was getting about an extra hour and a half training on top of all of my teammates. Then I thought about fitness tests, because in the USA in college athletics, you do a lot of fitness tests. I decided, would an All-American be finishing middle of the pack, at the back of the pack in a fitness test, or would they be up the front? So I decided I wanted to finish every fitness test first. And I did that on multiple occasions, just giving myself that motivation to come first in the fitness tests. And I did that consistently. I started trying to live out these behaviors. I started adapting some of these traits that I thought an All-American would have. Then I thought about my performances. Would an All-American be influencing the team? Would they be a goal scorer? Would they be someone who provides assists? I'm sure they probably would, because I know in the US, statistics are quite big in sports. So if you're on the higher end of the statistics, you're going to be catching the eye of coaches, of the NCAA. So what I did was I really set myself goals to make sure I was getting points every game. I was getting assists. I was getting goals. And then for that season, I ended up finishing top goal scorer of my team. And I think I was the second highest point scorer in the league for goals and assists. So I started preparing for the opportunities I wanted instead of the opportunities I had. And then by the end of that season, I ended up being named an All-American for the first time. A goal that I'd set myself out by the end of the 4 years, I ended up completing in my second year. So that was great. So to fast forward once again, I've just finished my college career, my fourth and final year. And in my final year, I was named All-American again, and I was also named All-Conference and All-Region player. So there's not many more awards I could have gotten that year. Went about as well as it could have gone. So of course, being ambitious, I'm now looking towards that next level, which is the pro level. So it would be the ultimate goal for me to get into a professional team where I essentially only have to play football as my job. I can get paid, I can survive off it. And not for the money or anything like that, but basically just so I don't have to do anything else. All I have to do every day is do exactly what I love to do. That just sounds like a great life to me. So I start to think to myself, how can I be a pro? What would a professional be doing? So I needed to start preparing for the opportunity I wanted, not the opportunity I had. I was just coming out of college. I didn't have a pro contract. So how do I prepare for that? What would a pro athlete do with their day? So I started to take better care of my health. I started eating a lot better. I decided pro athletes aren't just going to be eating pancakes in the morning. They're not going to be eating burgers for lunch or anything like that. They're not going to be drinking carbonated drinks. I started to eat really clean, eat really healthy, tracking my calories, making sure I was getting the best sources of fuel into my body. I started recovering more. I started doing a lot more foam rolling, taking more ice baths, sleeping more at night, making sure I was stretching in the morning, stretching at night after my training sessions, taking care of everything my body needed so that I could be in the best physical condition possible. Then I went for an open trial. And from that open trial, I got selected through to go to the invite trial. So here in the US, it starts with an open trial, which anyone can attend. Then they'll select a few of those players back to the invite trial for a closer look. Then the next phase after that is you get invited into preseason with the current squad to see how you compete against them. And if they like you in preseason, they might sign you to the squad. Well, to cut a long story short, I ended up signing my first professional contract in the Major Arena Soccer League. And my first contract being about 6, maybe 7 years after playing Sunday League in England, what we talked about 10 years ago. So all that to say, the mindset that I carried through this entire journey was always to prepare for the opportunity that I wanted, not the opportunity I currently had. So this is how you get on the fast track to your version of success. And notice how I'm saying fast track, not shortcuts, because there are no shortcuts. But there is a fast track, and the fast track is taking care and treating yourself exactly like the person you want to be. Dedicating yourself every day to your training, to your recovery, to your nutrition, to everything revolved about that level of success you want to achieve. And this doesn't just apply to athletics. This can apply if you want to be the CEO of a company. If you're coming into a job and you're starting at the entry level, if you're only doing the entry level tasks, not expanding yourself, not trying to do extra tasks that are not required of you, you're going to find yourself very limited in terms of your growth, in terms of your promotions. But if you come into work every day and not only do you do the tasks that have been set for you, but you help out in other areas of the company, you're going above and beyond, doing that extra work, staying late, coming into work early, that's going to get noticed eventually, so that when those promotions come, it's no surprise to you because you've already been preparing for them all along. And that's honestly how I felt through my entire entire journey. Even though just 10 years ago I was playing Sunday League, when I got those higher level opportunities, it never shocked me. I never felt out of place. I never felt intimidated by it because I just felt like I'd been preparing for them all along. I felt very comfortable in that realm because it felt like it was just a natural progression from where I already was, because I had been preparing, I had been training to meet the demands of the level that I was walking into. So that's my advice for you guys, is to dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Or in other words, prepare for the opportunity that you want, not the opportunity that you have. So that's the message I have to share with you today. Thank you so much for lending me your ears once again. Please feel free to ask me any questions. Connect with me on social media through email. If you have anything that you want to ask me, I'm here to help you in any way that I possibly can. But thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, subscribe and favorite the podcast so you don't miss out on any episodes that go live every single week. And as always, go out there and fulfill your potential.